Welcome back to a new season of Flicks You Missed, the podcast you didn't know you needed, and a new season of TV and films. Are they streaming? Are they in theaters? We don't know. This podcast helps you figure that out. And how cliche is this? I don't know where to begin. Oscar nominations, the Golden Globes, the Emmys. Who are we kidding? You know I'm going to start with Oscar. Some favorites of mine have representation this year. How about yours? Godzilla Minus One, reviewed last year here, last season, at least got a visual effects nomination, so good for them. It's up against Mission Impossible 7. Wow, a tough one to call. Also reviewed here. Damn, MI7, that train scene alone is worth the price of admission. And there were snubs, as predicted here last year. Viola Davis was snubbed despite outstanding work in Air, the movie about Nike's pursuit of Michael Jordan to start his legendary sneaker line. In all fairness, the entire movie was snubbed. How about that? Not one nomination. Greta Gerwig should have been nominated for Barbie as director. Snub. The blockbuster got other nominations. Oppenheimer led the pack with the most nominations. Email me about it. I'd like to hear your impressions of that movie. I hadn't seen it. At flicksyoumissed@gmail.com. flicksyoumissed@gmail.com. Let's look at a quirky film from a favorite, Alexander Payne, that was beautifully done and nominated for Best Picture. The Holdovers is set in a boys' boarding school in the year 1970. The plot revolves around a grumpy teacher, played by Paul Giamatti, and one troubled student, played by newcomer Dominic Sessa. The student is forced to stay on campus during the Christmas holiday break, and Giamatti is the chaperone or house mother, whatever you want to call it. Divine Joy Randolph plays the school's cook, who also stays on campus for the holidays. After a sluggish start, this movie really develops into a wonderful character study and in-depth analysis of the human condition. It takes on a lot of important topics, but in a way that's not stodgy or forced. The storytelling is compelling, but tender. The movie has received 5 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. Giamatti received a nomination for Best Actor, and Randolph for Best Supporting Actress. It's up for 2 more awards, one for original screenplay and one for film editing. All are so well-deserved. This is one of those movies that you can really feel. It certainly puts enough emotion into the narrative. It's a movie that actually does what a movie is supposed to do, mainly present images and sound in a way that tells the story without having to beat you over the head with it. Brilliant. So let's cover some more bases. Golden Globes were, okay, I didn't watch them, all right, but I still don't get or understand them. And what about Weird Al Yankovic? The movie that was about his life is getting some primetime Emmys. It's amazing. That's all I got from around the horn. Kind of light. What can I say? Oscar dominates. Do you have any favorites? Email to let us know. It's flicksyoumissed@gmail.com. That's flicksyoumissed@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about it.